Hi, and welcome back to another episode in the series that we've been doing for developing and designing for Surface Hub. And today I'm joined by Jackie, who helped me talk about the aspects of design for Surface Hub. And that's really the focus of today's session, is to really dig a little deeper into how do you design great applications for your Surface Hub. So thanks for joining me, Jackie.
Not a problem.
Let's think about what we're going to do in the next few minutes. We're going to look at the application that we have created so far. We start off with the first version before we even did any work on it, the very simple, almost vanilla UWP app. And then we're going to improve that, look at how we improved that experience in a functional way. So we made it functionally work, but we didn't necessarily make it a fantastic Surface Hub experience, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's important at this point to point out that the application that we've built through these tutorials is a sample application. It's designed for teaching principles of hub development and hub design. It's not a shipping application, right? Okay. There's lots of things that you would do differently, probably more robustly, and probably think about differently. Like, we've come at this looking at very much a technology point of view. How we've built the application has been very driven by the various features that we can switch on within the hub application. Mm-hmm. But when you start building your first hub application, you should probably do this the other way around. We should probably start thinking about what's the experience we're trying to create before we build the application, with the concept in mind of the different features that are available on the hub, right?
Right, and especially just even what you have gone through, however, has still been talking about considerations that are key and really make the Surface Hub experience unique. And so it's a matter of wanting to try to drive the Surface Hub and thinking about how to make it good for this device from the get-go. But then also trying to come at what is that overall user experience? How am I wanting to target it? And so definitely trying to keep that in mind throughout the whole process is really advantageous.
Yeah. So let's start by thinking about how we started. If you remember way back at the beginning of this series, this is the app as it looked at the beginning. And there were a lot of things that were, should we say, average about it? Maybe that's a polite way of saying, but there were things that we definitely wanted to change. So, I mean, you look at the app for a start, it just doesn't look that exciting, right? It doesn't look enticing. It doesn't look like, oh, I really can't wait to get back to use that app again.
Right?
It's not that kind of experience. And so there's some things functionally that were wrong with it as well for a hub application. Mm-hmm. The big one, which we pointed out, I guess, multiple times through the experience that we've been going through as we've been building this app out, has been this hamburger menu at the top left, which, you know, from my side of the screen, I can't even get to,
right?
And from your side of the screen, it's still quite small, it's high up, it's not discoverable, it's not an obvious interface to do something. And then when you do click on it, you get a menu that pops out that only has one item. In fact, the very fact it only has one item almost suggests that it probably shouldn't be a menu, right? It should be a button or something.
Right, puts that into question.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of, if you have a menu that only has one item on it, you kind of think, should it really be a menu at all?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's only on your side of the screen now. I can't access it. I'd have to say, hey, Jackie, can you create a job for me? And then you'd have to create it. And then, of course, when you do create a job, you get this modal dialogue that comes up that means that if you create a job and I'm in the middle of doing something, you just blocked whatever I'm doing until you finished creating that job. And the same with editing. So these modal dialogues are one of the things we got rid of as part of the functional experience that we started creating as we were building the app out. There are a number of other things that I think were, you know, wrong with the way this app was presented, you know, certainly as a hub application. There was no direct manipulation, so it really was no touch. Like, you know, in a direct manipulation world, I want to be able to pick this up and drag it, and we couldn't do that in the first version, and that's one of the first things we built functionally in the software was drag and drop. We had these tiny little buttons to kind of change the status. And then, of course, there was no pen support. There was no active stylus support. And one of the great things about Hub is the fact that you can pick up a pen and write on it and not have to grab a keyboard.
Exactly.
And it feels more natural. So we added that as well. So we started with this very plain application. And we got to, at the end of the last tutorial, a more functional UI. And I say that in a way that the interface was designed to support the functions rather than the experience.
Yes.
And that's not necessarily where you want to end up, but you often get to that point as part of the process of building things because you're like, function, you know, you're function focused as a developer. You're like, oh, I need to make this thing work.
You made it so that there were things that were put into consideration that accessed what the Surface Hub offers,
right,
but not with anything that's still thinking towards the UI being an experience.
Correct.
Such as, you know, we had the buttons
that
were, it now goes on both sides,
yeah,
but it was only located to just over the plus sign or the addition sign.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, these sidebars are good, and in fact, we see them a lot in Hub applications, sidebars as a way of interacting, but then we put a button on it and the button's only so high. So you still have to click on the plus rather than on the whole sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
Other things we did, obviously we added camera support, we added ink support, we added direct manipulation. You can now drag and drop items. And in fact, we did think a little bit about how do we make that more obvious, and we added this grip bar at the top.
Yes.
Which gives people a hint or a clue that you could pick up this item, drag it around by that grip bar. We added the way of changing colors for your stylus as mm-hmm. part of the pen support. A little bit clunky and a little bit limited probably. But
and we still, however, also have a left to right experience.
We do have a left to right problem. So if I want to get something in the to-do list, I have to either come over here or I have to say, Jackie, can you give me the item in the to-do list?
Yes.
Or if I want to move the thing I'm working on to the to-do list, I have to kind of drag it all the way over here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's some challenges with that as well. We did fix the modality problem though, in that as you edit or work on jobs, they essentially become floating objects.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool because now we don't have this. You could be creating a job while I'm working on editing this one, or I'm deciding what out of the WIP is now finished, and I can move work in progress into done while you're creating new things to put in the to-do list.
Correct.
So we did fix some things, and we did make the experience a little bit better as a Surface Hub experience, and we added all the functionality that we wanted to add.
So then how do we enhance that?
So yeah, so I guess the next question is, how do we take that to the next level and do something with it? So we then looked at, and I did show a glimpse of this application in the first tutorial, actually. We looked at how do we take that and make it into a richer experience. And I guess the first thing to notice is that it's been styled to some degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it actually looks a bit more like a professional application.
We
took away the hamburger menu. It's not needed anymore. So we totally got rid of that.
We
made the sidebars. The whole thing is a button now. So I could just tap here and that's add a job. So that's cool too.
Also, you made it a bit more of a concise space
right.
for any of the tasks themselves so that, well, ultimately, you can see several more than what you were kind of filling up the space previously.
Yeah, so we're taking better advantage of the space. We're getting more into the screen. And then we're also taking better advantage of the space by making it rows rather than columns.
Mm-hmm.
So I can now stay here. I could take an item out of work in progress and move it to completed. I could create a new item and move it into to do without having to interrupt what you're doing. I don't have to go and barge you out of the way.
Yes.
So I can put something in the to-do list. So
you
that's
also
nicer.
Added more pen capabilities.
Yeah, so we used the ink toolbar that shipped with the Windows 10 anniversary update SDK. And so that's a really simple thing to do. And you straight away get more choices. of colors straight away.
Yes.
And you get the ability to change pen thickness. And you can actually add more buttons on there. You could add an eraser. We initially, when we did this, actually, we had the eraser as a button on the toolbar. But we realized that Surface Hub, you turn the pen around, and the back of the pen is an eraser by default.
Yes.
So we don't really need the erase button, and it just takes up more space. So we got rid of that. And so we simplified the input for ink a whole bunch by doing that, mm-hmm. which is nice. So what could we do next, I guess, you know, after we've styled it and we've made it into, we've taken what is maybe an average app and made it into a good app. So I guess the next thing is, what do we do to make it a great Surface Hub application, right? What other ideas do you have that you could maybe present to us about making it an even better app?
Well, so a couple of considerations are, first and foremost, that the menu bar, as we just saw, still has a little bit of a filling up the entire content that the person's going to be working with.
Right.
Having something that maybe would stick across the top would be maybe a possibly better interaction. Further, though, when you would start having numerous tasks listed all together, it would possibly be nice to have only one menu, not have each one of them be truncating the content of the different tasks by having each one have its separate own menu, and instead have it only be on an active task that is being worked on.
Only see the menu when you're working on a task rather than the whole time, so it's kind of just-in-time interface.
Yeah, because then it can get repetitive,
right.
Especially if you add more and more tasks across each of these different sections. Another further consideration is possibly magnifying the active space versus minimizing the other ones. This way, you can see more of the tasks as you add more and more. You also, because of removing the menu, can still see a lot of the content.
That's cool. So what you're really saying is, it's only when you start to want to interact with a job that it needs to get a bit bigger, so you've got more canvas space to work with it. And then you can show the interface at the same time.
Otherwise, you can kind of take a step back and get the better holistic view of all the tasks that you might have.
Right.
Without having to possibly maybe scroll across if you add a big flow of numerous tasks.
Nice.
So those are several of the different considerations that kind of went into this.
Yeah.
And then if you wanted to take it even a step further.
Let's have a look. Whoa, this is cool.
Icons could be used as a filtering process if you wanted to assign the tasks. That way, you could maybe say, well, I want to just kind of see for a moment the task just delegated to me.
Right.
And it would narrow down to only ones that you have. It could also just be a means of narrowing down the options, narrowing down the view that you have at any given time, in case you do run into having several different.
So if this got really big and you had hundreds of different jobs in the job board,
mm-hmm.
you could say, oh, let's just see the ones that Neil and Jackie are working on, and they would be the ones that it's filtered by. And this is a nice visual way of doing that.
Yes.
If you've got a team that's small enough to kind of, I guess you could scroll this as well, right?
And you could still add more. There's enough space here, given, you know, how big real estate that you have, that it doesn't take away from still having the interactive button for the ad. But you can still make this a little more allocated to more users.
Yeah, so we could put more people on here and enable it. And I guess you could look at that. It's really just an example of a different way of filtering. It doesn't have to be by people. It could be by project or by date, or you could think of other ways that you could create
type
filters,
of tasks.
Types of tasks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it could be developer tasks or designer tasks, and you could filter that way. So
exactly.
It's just ideas to help people think about, you know, how their applications could interact. Of course, we don't expect everyone to be building job boards, right?
Right.
but
it's showing what other considerations you can do to further enhance an app, that this could still be applicable to numerous different types of devices, but that how Surface Hub can really utilize it.
Yeah, and especially the fact that we now have it on both sides as well, so that, you know, if I wanted to add someone else, and I say, oh, I want to add Ryan to this, boom, I click on Ryan, and his stuff starts popping up.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's great. So thanks very much, and I hope you've picked up some ideas that will help you improve the way your application works and take your application, your Surface Hub application, from being a good application to being a great application. We've gone through a whole set of tutorials here in the last few weeks, and we're really looking forward to seeing what you guys build and what you come up with. And if you come up with some good Surface Hub applications, please let us know. We'd be excited to see them. Thanks, Jackie.
Not a problem. Thank you for inviting me.